Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, we're talking, thinking about the concept of 5G and the changes that this is going to make. One of the things that 5G is going to do is reduce latency on a network. Latency basically allows for automated cars, remote surgeries, and things like that to become much more realistic. There isn't a lag between the action of the sender, or in the case of a surgeon, the sender, and the machine performing the remote surgery, or in the case of an autonomous car, able to correct to the actions quickly because there's a live feed of data coming into the system. 5G removes a lot of latency from networks. It allows for a lot faster network. And that got me thinking, towards the infamous and always discussed information age. I've heard that we're in the information age for the last 5 or 6 years, and honestly, we aren't. I think if you think about the devices around us and the world around us right now, we're in the age of distraction. It's not about how much you know. It's not about how fast you can type. But it's simply about the reality of distraction. If you think about 30, 35, 40 years ago, you had 4 channels on TV. You went outside because there wasn't anything inside to do. Now there's, 180 channels on the TV, 200 channels on the TV. There's, another 100 channels you can watch on your phone or your tablet. And the world's changed. The concept of streaming has kind of made the world a different place. Streaming is going to be greatly impacted by 5G, because if you think about 5G and you think about 4G today, one of the things that has ultimately allowed 4G to explode and expand is the fact that you can use it everywhere. And 5G has some limitations today around getting into houses, right? It's not as good passing through a wall, but over time, that's going to go away. Basically, what's going to happen is you'll probably put a POC on a window of your house that is closest, that has the best angle or view of the antenna that's broadcasting, and then you'll have 5G in your house, you'll have 5G wherever you are. But if you think about what 5G does, that Wi-Fi doesn't do today, is 5G's everywhere. So where Wi-Fi, you have to have an access point, you have to have a network connection, and then you have to be within a certain physical distance of it. With 5G, you're going to be in the midst of great bandwidth everywhere you go. So lower latency, much more bandwidth available to many more people. Those are two massive changes that are going to impact developers. Then from a perspective of users, one of the things that I know, because I actually had to do this, I've landed somewhere where I had to download a massive number of documents and presentations to do for a customer meeting, and somebody actually changed the presentations while I was on an airplane, so I had to re-download them. Back in the days of dial-up telephone connections, so you dialed to the hotel, connected to the internet, and then went out to your company via VPN so that you could download. And literally it took overnight. I mean, I landed in London around 4 o'clock London time, got to the hotel, was able to check my email and saw that I had to download a new version of the files. It was about 300 meg, and I started that on a dial-up connection right around 6 o'clock London time, and it was done somewhere around 3 in the morning. So it was actually done when I woke up, but you get the point, right? It becomes a difficult situation. In the world of 5G, that's not going to be an issue. If you need to download 10 gig, okay, maybe it takes 5 minutes, right? It's not going to be a big deal anymore. It's going to change gaming. It's going to change how we view movies and content. And it is going to take us away from the age of distraction and into what many are calling the fourth industrial revolution, and I'm going to call the almost dawn of the information age. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.